Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Almost. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution. Always enjoy your, well, I enjoy my time with you. Hopefully you feel the same way. You know, I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know, I give it out, because some of you say you say it too fast, and maybe I do. I don't mean to. Maybe you should learn how to write quicker. Oh, so Dr. Bridget Melson is going to join me, and she does every Monday. I call it Mental Health Mondays, because I look at this stuff, and I just don't get it. I don't get how sane people can get, you know, Portland. There's a woman running for mayor for the city of Portland who openly supports Antifa. And she'll tell you, she's pro-Antifa. She's up by 11 points. That's why I always tell you, I do not have any sympathy for these people. You vote them in, they burn your place down, they smash your windows, they don't care. Come on, let this work through. I don't care. Because you need to fight to keep your city safe. Don't look at guys like me and others that, oh, we really need to get the message out. Why don't you get the message out? You live there. Come on, think about this. You live there. You walk the streets. You know the business people. Why are you depending on me to do this? What are you afraid of? Some little tidbits of information. I like to have some fun with this stuff. Sometimes I have the ideas and I write them down. And I figure I'll get to them eventually. Remember when they started tearing down statues and Trump warned that they'd eventually come for Lincoln and Washington? Everybody laughed. Hello? Are they laughing now? Nobody's talking about it, obviously, but are they laughing now? I told you the mantra for BLM needs to be changed to burning, looting, and mayhem. And where are they, by the way? Not that I want them around, don't get me wrong. But where are they? Are they? You know what it must be? It must be. I don't know how true this is. But it must be that they are probably protesting at schools where black kids are getting a substandard education. What do you think? Anybody? I'm just asking. Because that's the only thing I can think of. And I've been wrong before, so it's not like it's, you know, not going to hurt my feelings, right? It's been, how many days has it been since the Hunter Biden story dropped? 5 days? 4 days, 5 days? 6 days, maybe? And neither Joe or Hunter has really disputed any of the material facts. Are these your emails or not? I mean, the easiest thing he could have done, but my understanding now is they have a receipt, so it's kind of hard. But the easiest thing they could have done is come out and said, hey, laptop isn't ours. Hunter didn't send or receive those emails. But we've heard nothing. Anybody know why? I mean, Are they... Why aren't they just openly denouncing it? The other thing I thought was interesting, you know, I've been on this mantra of trying to understand the Democrat Party. You got to try to understand them a little bit anyway. And the people they look up to, the people they hold in high esteem. Margaret Sanger openly had said it more than once, so it's not just something that we threw together as Republicans. She said colored people are like human weeds, and they need to be exterminated. Margaret Sanger. What was Hillary Clinton's response? I admire Margaret Sanger enormously. Her courage and tenacity and her vision. So Hillary was in line with calling colored people, we now call them black or African American. So the African American people were human weeds and they need to be exterminated. This was a woman she looked up to and admired that should send a shiver down the spine of every black person in the country. But because they don't get a great education in the inner city, they don't know these things. She went on to say, in another speech, the most merciful thing that, you know, a least desirable family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood. Remember the woman that Hillary said that she admired enormously for her courage and tenacity and her vision. And then President Oblamo, he said, we're truly grateful to you. This is what he's talking about, the Planned Parenthood. He said, God bless you for the work you do. Well, I'm going to say something that's going to turn a bunch of you off. And that is, what God is he talking to? Because it ain't the God. It isn't the God that I worship, the Christian God, who has a son, Jesus, remember him? Ain't that God. God is for life. God is for the protection of children. So I'm still trying to figure out, what God was he? Anybody know what God he was talking about? Right? Some more crazy stuff from the left. I always enjoy these things that they come out with. Anybody remember... You know, the government funds science, right? Remember in the 60s, well, some of you may not be old enough, oil reserves would be depleted in 10 years. In the 70s, another ice age in 10 years. In the 80s, acid rain would destroy all crops in 10 years. In the 90s, it was the ozone layer. Why do they keep lying? Joe Mancini, your host. Dr. B joins us after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Okay, we are back. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? I don't know what's going on here, but it's okay. I'll live. You'll live. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And listen, be part of the solution. Oh, switches, who got the switches? Anyway, be part of the solution, and I mean that seriously. You got to get informed to get engaged. And make sure, listen, just make sure that the information that you're putting out there, that you're speaking about, is real and true. There's too much gray stuff going on. There's too much crud that isn't real. And I don't want you getting caught up in it like the rest of us. Well, I won't say the rest of us. A lot of others do. All right? In all fairness and honesty, I spend more time. I don't need to, you know, but I feel bad for some of you. But I spend more time cleaning up the mess, the simple messes, where some of you really believe, I mean really think slash believe, these stories that come across your desk that are real, or, you know, on your Twitter feed. Don't, please don't do that. All right, because if you do that, what ends up happening is you end up having to say you're sorry. Right? We'll connect with Dr. B in a second. But you end up, you know, otherwise, if you don't apologize for the stupid stuff that we do, we notice I said we, then we're not any better than they are. Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, I head up to the website. I got a lot going on up there. There's a lot happening. And, you know, I take my time to get a lot done there. Make sure that you have every available link, you know, that's available to you. And let me bring her on now because, you know, I don't want to waste her time. I always enjoy when she's on with me. Dr. B, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me as she does every week to kind of maybe help us get a grasp or a handle on reality, or the best reality we can get a grasp and or handle on. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I don't know if you heard. I want your medical opinion, your medical diagnosis of this mayor in Portland. Now she is 11 points ahead with everything that's gone down there. She's 11 points ahead, and she is a pro flag carrying Antifa member. Help me understand. Am I not taking enough drugs? What's the issue here?
We're all going to need drugs soon enough.
Is it a herd mentality? Is it?
Yes. It's everybody's mentality at this point. Yes, it's not everybody's. I don't want to leave out my lovely conservative friends. No, we've talked about it being a mentality before, and it truly is. It's, you know, I have been studying the mental effects and the behavior and the psychology of the media and the effects, and I think this falls into it. Because if you take it all away and you just think about, you know, what we used to read in the newspapers and sit around and talk about with our families, mm-hmm. we didn't hear about all of this. We were influenced differently, and we had, I believe, more influence of good people. Teachers, pastors, the Bible, you know, we played board games, all of that. And I think all of that has to do with what's going on is that it's just not enough. We have to keep wanting more and more. It's literally like when you start, say, with cigarette smoking. I've never smoked, but then you want something more, like marijuana. And then you want more, and then you want more, and then you want more. Until we become desensitized. And that's what we're seeing here. And people are so desensitized that they're starting to turn over into depraved, and then they're getting hardened hearts, and they're not seeing the goodness anymore. And when that happens, it is both mental and it is both a heart issue, or excuse me, a heart issue as well. And I think that's what we're seeing in America. It doesn't make any common sense at all to vote for somebody who promotes and is okay with immorality.
Yeah, I got beat up from some of our Christian brethren, if you would. I did a talk on, and I was surprised they asked me to, but I did a talk on abortion versus adoption. And I kept saying, look, you can pass all the laws you want. Just look at the Old Testament versus New Testament. Why couldn't the Jews follow the Ten Commandments of the day when they saw God at work? And we can make all the laws we want against abortion. We can make it illegal, punishable by death for the mom and the doctor. But you're not changing people's hearts. And to your point a second ago, I kept saying, abortion is an issue of the heart. Abortion is an issue of what your value is with God, what your value is in life. It's not a law. The law is not going to change it. We've actually made it so adoption is a dirty word, and abortion is the way to go. We're a sick breed. We're a sick breed.
We are. And as a mom of, two adopted boys, I absolutely praise their mothers for choosing life. And I as big of a sacrifice as that was for them to hand me their sweet babies when they were, you know, a day old or an hour old, blows my mind. Yet that pain, God will honor, if that makes sense. You know, they have been honored in their life. I've been able to share with them in our lives. And I've also had friends, and again, no judgment for them, that have chosen abortion. And that doesn't go away. Whereas these two mothers that blessed us with these sweet babies, who are now 18 and 16, they gave life, and as much hurt that they had, they get to see that life bloom and blossom, and get to share that with us versus my friends that have the what ifs forever. They say it never goes away. There's just a dark hole in their heart.
And I've read articles that some of those moms later on in life, you know, have serious thoughts of suicide because they feel like they've, you know, just done something so horribly bad and wrong. And frankly, in the true world of Christianity, there's forgiveness for you. Anyway, Joe Bassi, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Dr. B's not going anywhere. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on the campaign trail in Prescott, Arizona Monday boasts America's military strength.
We've upgraded our nuclear to a level that it's never even been close to. We have new rockets and missiles and ships and tanks. What we have is incredible. The F-35 fighter jet, the best in the world stealth. Tankers, new freighters. We have everything. $2.5 trillion all made in the USA. We are the envy of Russia. We are the envy of China. Nobody has the equipment. Even the hydrosonic missiles that Obama messed up on. We have hydrosonic missiles that go 7 times faster than a normal missile.
Democrat candidate Joe Biden will remain at home this week. Thursday is the last presidential debate taking place in Nashville, Tennessee. The moderator will be Kristen Welker of NBC. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her
in California. We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. You know, everybody's screaming, you know, Pelosi has brought the bill forward, and you don't know why the Republicans won't sign on to it, won't get behind it. Well, let me just give you a couple of quick hints here before I get back to Dr. B. Why? Because the Democrats want cashless bail. How's that working out in New York, Chicago, Portland, and Seattle? Yeah, not very well, right? Mass prison release. Come on, how's that going to work out in the streets of America as a whole? A nationwide voter ID ban. Wonder why she wants that. And stimulus checks to illegals. All right? This is her mindset. This is their mindset of what they believe America is all. We're a giving nation. I mean, give me a break. Anyhow. Dr. Bridget, she's going to have to analyze me here shortly. Dr. Bridget Nelson joins me. We lovingly refer to her as Dr. B, and she joins me on the issues of the day, helping you try to get through some of these depression type of feelings you're having, anxiety, confusion. You're looking around. I can't tell you how many emails I get, Dr. B, from people who are worried that if Trump wins, and I believe he's going to win, but their question to me is, if Trump wins, is violence going to get worse? I say yes, but I have no crystal ball. Anyway, thanks for being with us.
Yeah. Yeah. I say yes, too.
Yeah. Look what happened in San Francisco. They had a pro-Trump rally, and the anti-Trumpers showed up to beat on the people in the rally. But we're the violent ones. Do you know that?
I forgot. Remind me, are we? We are the people that are the bearers of common sense. We help people not be mentally enslaved. We are trying to free the mind and the heart, and apparently that makes us the bad guys. So have at it. You know, I keep writing on Facebook in my posts and my blogs, you know, when a lot of really true Christ followers that are feeling the angst, feeling the sadness, feeling the effects of the anger and contempt that are going on from, you know, just that we get from the other side. To me, it's not even a right or left. It's good and evil. It's not political at all.
Totally with you. Yep.
Yeah. So I just tell them, remind them that, you know, remember Jesus Christ, that guy who died for us. And they say, yeah. And I said, well, you remember how many years he was able to do ministry before they crucified him, tortured him, laughed at him, spit in his face. This man of love, this man of justice, this man who loved all, this man who had the perfect plan of morality for us, he lasted 3 years. That's it, before they killed him. So that's what we're up against. Yep. We're the party of
the establishment.
Completely.
But yeah. You know, I shouldn't say this because I do get it. It's like,
yeah,
you have one faction that could read the story when Jesus tore up the merchant area of the temple. And then you have another group that can read that same story. One group walks away with Jesus didn't want people selling stuff. He's not into capitalism and doesn't like merchants. The other group that may have done a little more studying may have found out that they were selling, you know, blemished goods as sacrifice to God. And it wasn't the fact that they were selling stuff. It was the fact that they turned the temple into more of a merchant area than it was what it was supposed to be. And so they just missed the whole thing. How two people or two groups of people can so much see things so differently. It just reminds me of the Democrat and the Republican Party right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and the neat thing is I think the Republican Party has been a bit tarnished, you know, in the last few elections. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a lot of swamp creatures out, and I think now more than ever, there are more conservatives, there are more Christians, there are just more really good people. And I feel like the Republican Party is returning to what God intended to be. You know, the party that doesn't vote God out, doesn't eliminate God, that fights for the rights of life, right?
Oh, God.
So,
you know, you're killing me here.
Sorry.
That's not it. I'm looking at this from I've seen these people operate, even from the Republican point of view. Even people here in my own party, in my own area, who are just 180 degrees from what it will take to win. You know, interesting statistic I looked up over the weekend. We have 80, quote-unquote, 80 million evangelicals in this country. All right, people who refer to themselves as evangelicals. Do you know how many of those are registered to vote?
Maybe a third.
Well, I'm happy to say it's a little over 40 million, okay? But the real important thing here is how many of them actually voted? 21. Mm. 21 million voted in the last election. What is wrong with you people? So, there was a pastor.
That's significant.
Yeah, I think it's a big deal. Yeah. It's because they don't really understand that God gave us government. God is allowing us to rule over ourselves, if you would. Choose our ruler. But let's go a little further with this. I'm listening to a pastor over the weekend, and he's talking about how, first and foremost, for you to say, he doesn't like when somebody says, how can you belong to a party that agrees with this? That's a wrong approach. That's you judging. And I about fell out of my chair, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. So you're telling me it's okay for me, in my party, to vote for a guy that would allow abortion, pretty much post-birth abortion, okay? And not just that, but other things that are against God. You know, whether you're talking about sterilizing kids, as Newsom was talking about, giving them hormone blockers at 6, 7, 8 years old. This is okay to vote for? What is going on with these people?
Well, and again, that's a mentality issue that, you know, I hate to keep having to say that it's a spiritual issue, but we have really shifted here. The awakening is happening, and it's, if you want to call it a political awakening, fine, but look at the past and what awakenings involved, and it involved the spiritual, you know, concept, the aspect of it. And I just see that. There's just, why else would the left, I guess we'll call them the progressives, be okay with killing their young. I don't understand that. And then you look at where the LGBTQ element OP is going now with their gender discussion, and now they're saying that being a male and a female has nothing to do with what sex you are. I just listened to that today, and I'm like, it's just not even making sense. And all I can do is pray and hope that enough people are not this stupid, because they're being made fools of an enemy they don't see, a very divisive enemy. And it's not Joe Biden. He doesn't get that much credit. He ain't that smart.
Yeah.
But that's the, you know, I try, you know, me as a psychologist, I just really try to understand the psychology of it. And I can understand the psychology of it for a while, and then it just goes so much deeper. And philosophically, I could talk about that all day long.
Well, look at that senator from Hawaii who opened up and said, what did she say? When she was talking to Amy, she says, hey, there are 72 genders. I don't know if you know that. I'm thinking, really? You got an MD or something? Who are you?
It's one for every age she's been on this earth, apparently, because she's, I don't know. I guess every next year there'll be 73. Yeah, I listen to a lot of researchers and these activists that go into different colleges and really want to find out how the LGBT, I don't even know how many letters, but how they think and why, you know, about all these genders. And I just, it's all different. And they all just want to ignore the science of XXXY and female and male parts.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think it goes beyond psychology at this point. I would really like to say, but it's a psychosis. It truly is. There's a darkness. There's a part of the brain that is not working. And I think maybe that's the research. I think I could have some breakthrough research, is MRIs on liberals.
Oh, but how do they get the... Okay, so they get these... Well, you hear the music. All right. Let's talk about this the other side of the brain. Because really, people ask me all the time, you know, how do the kids buy into this so easy? How do they get this into the children? We'll be back in a second. Joe Mazzini, your host. Dr. B's going nowhere. She's going to be with me on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Metal Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Metal Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Metal Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmetalway.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name is...
name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. This is Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, get with the program here. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Dr. B joins me. It's Dr. Bridget Melson. She joins me every week to discuss the lunacy that's going on out there and try to make some sense out of it, because I can't. I just can't. It actually makes me nuts. I cannot believe that people act the way they act. As much as I couldn't stand some of the people on the left that I've had to deal with over the years, I never once thought of punching one of them in the face or knocking them down or anything along those lines. Never once have I had a violent thought to somebody on the left, no matter how much I couldn't stand them. But, Dr. B, help me understand. Why are they so violent?
It's the hate. It's the hate. You know, it's interesting. You know, I really, I think I ended talking about I wanted to look at liberals' brain scans, you know, MRIs, functional MRIs, and show them, like, pictures of Donald Trump and let it light up.
Slice them open? I mean, we could work on that. You get a better
feel. Well, I don't know how ethical that would be. But could you imagine, I mean, because there are things called fMRIs, right? They're functional MRIs. Okay. And you show people different things. And then we read what their brain does. You know, we watch their brain. So, again, show them pictures of, like, Melania and Trump and Vice President Pence, and then see, watch their brain light up. I think that would be a legit study.
Interesting.
But, yeah, I think it would be interesting because there are research studies that show that, you know, where hate lies, and it's mostly the prefrontal lobe. And it does affect you. In negative ways, 100%, you know, causes a high blood pressure, heart disease, and certain cancers. You know, it kind of lowers your immune response. So,
but
you're
going to
open yourself up. But.
So here, I'm going to get, I'll get a little medical with you, and you can explain to me and tell me where I'm off. So I've read articles,
okay.
I've read pieces on when kids are born, they're not born with the fear that we, you know, we see them in them on a regular basis. They have some natural fears, but for the most part, I mean, they don't know that flame's going to burn them, so they actually put their hand on it when they're very small, right?
Right.
So it's not
right.
A fear. They learn fear, if you would. Okay, we kind of teach them fear. So what's the difference between that and what these teachers, and I'm not going to blame all teachers, but you know what I'm saying. Teachers are with these kids most of the day, what have you, and they're teaching them to hate and to be afraid of. And to loathe Republicans, conservatives, and moral values. I mean, that's possible for them to do with the amount of time they're spending with them, is it not?
Yeah, and I believe that, and again, you know, I'm looking right here at three or four research studies that completely support this, and this is a total nonpartisan discussion right now. It's scientific. All of
right.
The Greenpeace people would love this, but... you know, the thing about the brain and the psychology of everything that's going on and listening to professors and watching the media, it starts to feed a part of the brain. And we've talked about social media, the good and the bad, and how it feeds the brain and it makes you become addicted. And we call a lot of what we read and what we watch digital heroin. That is a real scientific reference to what we call it, digital heroin. And you think about heroin, how addicting it is, even once taking it, trying it, and 85% of the people using it will become addicted instantly. And I believe that there has to be a correlation between what we bring in. And once you get to a certain point and you keep pushing it and pushing it, you know, like some kids, you're talking about kids and are they born fearful? And they're not. They're born with emotions and we need to protect them. We need to address them and we need to make sure that they're taken care of because they're going to go out into the world. And that is why I'm all for, you know, moms staying home and keeping them out of daycare as much as you can. A lot of single moms can't do that, I understand. But it does have an effect, a direct effect. So then they go out, you know, into elementary school, and they come home after getting yelled at or what they would say is bullying, you know, or the teacher, you know, gave them a poor grade or said, get in your seat. And they come home, and they're upset, and that's how they develop emotions, right? We can't rescue them. We talk them through it. You and I have talked about this before.
Yep.
And then there's middle school, and then there's high school. And it just becomes their world as their brain develops and gets bigger. Their world becomes larger, and what they take in becomes larger, and they have to learn to cope and deal with that. More things that we've talked about, you and I. And it's all up, it's really up to the parents throughout their developmental years up until about 18, 19 on how they let them kind of go into the world and then come back to safe space. Go into the world, come back into a safe space. But in that safe space, we have to remember that we have to be feeding them goodness. We have to be giving them a moral foundation. Whatever that may be, we need to pick one and we need to be consistent. And it has to be about treating others good. And it can't be about, oh, we only treat this race good or we're this race. So we're going to fight against that race and blah, blah, blah. And I just see a lot of that going on. And now with social media in front of them constantly, that's all they see.
That's scary.
So now their brain is in complete conflict between what may be 50, maybe I think it's 38% the last time I did a speech on this and spoke at a church. It's like 38% of parents instill a moral code. That's it. And if you don't instill a moral code, they're going to go find one. They will find one.
Oh, yeah.
Human beings were made in God's image. We need to find one. So then you send them off to college with these mobile devices, with social media galore, And of course, you're going to have them have an impact on their minds and their brains and their behavior. And kind of like some people can watch a scary movie, maybe it's just like maybe a rated PG scary movie, then they can move up, if you want, to a PG-13. And then as you get older, you can move up to R. And then you can just have these horrible, gory movies. Some people can take that. Some people cannot. My point being that you become desensitized. And we've really got to watch what we put in our children's minds and their brains. And you've got to make sure your public school teachers are doing what they need to do. And they're not crossing line like we saw in Northern San Diego, that school district, grossly crossing the line. And we need to let kids speak and speak freely and then come home. And we can't get mad at them either way. You know, we can't allow our children to make fun of one side or the other. We have to talk them through, bring them back to that moral code. And I just, if parents don't hear anything but this, is it's never too late to instill a moral code. And that is part, that's a big part of what's going on here. Your kids will be less influenced by the world if they have had 17, 18 years of your consistent moral code and your consistent acceptance and just something to believe in, if that makes sense, that is good and decent. By 17, 18, one thing you need to know about how the human heart works, the soul, the mind, is that their perception of goodness and morality becomes hardened. Think of cement. Think of like in elementary school, you've got your kid and you're kind of mixing the cement that's going to make them. In middle school, you then put the cement all paved out, and that is kind of their future. And then in high school, that cement hardens. And by 18 or 19, that's exactly what happens in the human mind. The development starts to be hardened, how they grew up and how they were developed. And so you think about these people, these parents that are just wishy-washy, do what you want, you be you. All of those slogans, live the life you want. Now they have nothing to fall back on, and they're going to be influenced by everybody in the world.
Okay, so let me bombard you with a couple of things, right?
Yeah, sorry, that was a lot.
You talk about desensitization, okay?
Yeah.
I'm one of the old farts from the 1950s that keeps saying, if you bring your kids to movies that are rated R and they're seeing people having sex in bed, you know, young kids in high school and maybe even in junior high school, they get desensitized to that kind of thing. It's not a big deal. Mom and dad are just overly protective. You know what I'm saying? So they get desensitized to that kind of behavior. Then you talk about the moral code, moral compasses. Well, who's the moral code compass? Is it mom, dad, and pastor? Or is it Beyonce? Right? Is it what they're seeing?
Right.
You know, you're showing your kids these movies, or you're letting them watch these videos, and you say it's a cute song or whatever, or she doesn't know what it means. Well, yeah, they do. They're learning more at school about sex and all this other stuff than they are at home. All right? And last but not least, I was amazed at the non-outcry at Netflix for that little girl's dancing show, right?
Yeah.
And I get that ultimately people were saying, hey, you know, Joe, you're really jumping on this too fast. It's not really cool, because ultimately they were trying to show that these kids were oversexed. I said, you know what? You don't have to show me that sex is bad by showing me a descriptive rape scene. Okay?
Right.
You didn't have to do that scene to get the point across. They didn't, you know, right?
So you don't.
We've allowed this to happen.
Yes, that's the excuse they use. That's the excuse the progressive whole movement uses. Have condoms in school. Well, no, that just puts in their mind that is something that is okay. Absolutely. Let abortion be legal. Well, no, because that is the first place. And I have seen many, many young girls in my office. That's the first place they go when they think they're pregnant.
Yep.
Because it's out there and it's accepted.
It's
so
easy.
It is. You know, little do they know that it's easy. It's not easy, you know, on the mind. But
we're up against the time. Tell people real quick, you have a show. They can listen to it. They can listen to you online. Quick, quick, quick.
Yeah, come find me at drbradio.com. Go vote.
Make it so easy. Drbradio.com. You want some more of this wisdom? Get ahead of it at drbradio.com. Joe Bassini, your host. You got me for the whole hour. Next hour, good luck to you. We'll be back in a few minutes.